Hello there, how are you? Last night I have had a rant on my Matrix room, my Matrix space, and some of the people said something like, oh, here we go again. And yeah, it was kind of interesting because someone on my Matrix space has started cheerleading for X11 or X Libre, doesn't matter, basically X11. That's fine. But the way how you do this cheerleading, I called it actually virtual signaling, and I'm going to explain this. The way you do this really matters a lot, because the reasoning why I got agitated, because I actually care about X11. It's good. It has been around for a long time. It has served us well. It doesn't really deserve to die, as it probably will. And how do I put it? Let me rewind a little bit. Like a week ago, I was discussing with my friend, how can X11 be saved? Okay, hear me out. It doesn't matter if this sounds like Mission Impossible, but the way how I approach things is either understand them fully, like how the engine works, how the cylinders work, how the ignition works, and try to do something about it, or I don't understand it and I don't talk about it because I don't understand it, right? And I was discussing with my friend, and there was here is how it could work, and the problem that I started to describe. I'm sorry again for jumping from information to information, but I don't really have a script and I wasn't really thinking about what I wanted to say. But hear me out. I have two monitors. I think a lot of people have two monitors. They are not the same. One has this DPI, another has this DPI, one has this refresh rate, another one has this refresh rate. They are also different sizes. I use different zoom levels on them, DPI scaling, right? Fractional DPI scaling. And historically, fractional DPI scaling on X11 sucks. It's not that good. It works a lot better on Wayland, at least concerns to KD. This is what I use. And well, I'm not going to even touch HDR. I don't care about that part, but I do need, when I move a window from one screen to another, I would prefer if it stayed the same size physically to my eyes. And this doesn't quite work very well on X11. And even if you manage to make it work to some degree, it's a little bit blurry and it's not a very good experience. Not to mention the issues with different refresh rates. Now, my monitors are luckily 60 Hertz and 120 Hertz. So I might actually be able to pull this off in regards to refresh rate, but DPI scaling remains a problem. And it remains a problem because Window Manager needs to deal with this. And when it comes to Wayland, then Window Manager is dealing with this because Wayland is not a display server. You know, the Window Manager is acting both as the display server, if you can call it that, and as window manager and as compositor. It does a lot of stuff, all in one box, and it can handle a lot of things. When it comes to X server, you have the underlying server, then you have window manager on top, and in between them you have a toolkit, GTK, Qt, Motif, whatever. And how could the DPI scaling issue be done with X11? basically the window manager would need to understand differences between these monitors. The toolkit should be able to dynamically adapt to whatever the window manager tells it to do, like blow up or shrink down. I'm not even sure if X server needs to do anything, really anything. I think, at least, when I was talking to my friend, that's how it turned out, that the window manager should be in charge of doing most of the heavy lifting, but also toolkit should have support for this functionality. So what would need to be done for this problem to be fixed is pretty much nothing that Xlibre developers can even do. It's out of their hands, to the best of my current knowledge. Please fix my statement if you think I'm wrong. And let's say KDE is out of the game. They don't care about X11. GNOME is out of the game. They don't care about X11. So maybe you could persuade some of the remainders of the desktop environments or the remainder of window managers to implement this kind of functionality. But when you would do that, then you would have to persuade GTK makers, which is pretty much GNOME at this point, or Qt makers, which is whatever they're called. I think they're called Qt Company now. They used to be called Trolltech before. They would have to implement this functionality as well, or you would have to fork one of these. But if you do that, then you have to persuade all of the application makers in the entire world to use your version of Toolkit. That's not happening. So it's pretty not so much difficult in the technical sense job, but simply you're not going to be able to persuade the world to adapt to something that is being pushed out, phased out, you know. And fast forward to last night, this dude on my Matrix server, he was, you know, I called it virtual signaling, because he kind of wanted to cheerlead for X11. Everyone should abandon Wayland. Wayland sucks. Don't use that. Wayland is under the rule of the evil companies, and beep that shit. And, you know, we need to all abandon the evil stuff and go back to X11. X11 is the best. And then he posted a link where there were like check marks, you know, like iPhone versus ROC. X11 can do this, while Wayland cannot do this. There was a lot of red checkmark on the right side, a lot of green checkmark on the left side. And I already saw this link previously, but I dismissed it. And when he posted it last night, I went to check it again. And I went to see where my problem is listed and how it's listed under this list of the capabilities of X11 versus Wayland. So my issue with DPI scaling is not even listed. This is the actual reason why I switched to Wayland, because I cannot do DPI scaling properly on X11. And this problem being the pretty much the only reason why I use Wayland is not even listed in the list of X11 versus Wayland. So why is this link even circulating around the internet as some kind of, word of God, how, you know, X11 is great? It's not. It's flawed. It needs to be fixed. But here's what's bothering me. I think I am a bigger fan of X11 than this cheerleading dude is, because all he does is, creating drama. and nothing constructive happens here. What I would like to see is either Wayland to speed up a little bit, because we're all waiting for Wayland to catch up with X11, that's for sure. But at the same time, if we would go and try to help X11 to catch up with some of the things that Wayland does better, how technically would we approach this? Definitely we would not approach solving this problem by cheering around with the flags, you know. Yay, X11 is great! You know, I have the bell in my hand. Let's abandon Wayland. Wayland is crap. Let's go to X11, because X11 is what God made, and, you know, that's what everyone should be using. This is not constructive. The constructive way is to make an honest list of issues with X11 and write down what are the actually viable ways to fix these issues and what it takes to get there. Make a plan. I may not be a programmer, but I would love to be able to help. If someone would point me, what could I do to assist the development of anything, helping, testing, beta testing, alpha testing, whatever. There should be something that is within my power to help, and I will help. But there must be someone smarter than me who would set the goals and the road or the path to these goals. And that someone is not how do you say it in English? Jehovah's Witness, whatever. I don't need to be sold on X11. It's not working for me. I need it to be fixed. And obviously, at this point, it very much seems as the best that Xlibre developers can do is simply keep X11 on better life support. And that's pretty much it. It's not going to go away, probably never, because Wayland cannot live without the X server. Maybe Xlibre can replace Xorg in the future, in the service of Wayland, to be more precise, X-Wayland. But other than that, I don't see enough desire or the willpower to actually work on solving these problems. KD doesn't care, GNOME doesn't care, Free Desktop doesn't care. Who cares then? Xlibre developers, it's out of their hands. They cannot do anything. They can be the best developers in the world, but they cannot persuade the entire world to do what needs to be done. More communities of developers need to want to solve this. Cheerleading and waving flags and virtual signaling, that helps nobody. So suffice to say, this person left my matrix, and that's fine. I always said that this place is only for those. It's not for the weak. If you want to argue without having any arguments, I'm sorry. I am always ready and willing to learn from those who know more than me. If you want to, how do you say this in English? If you want to be my argument sparring partner, go ahead, teach me something. I am ready to lose if you know more than me. If you know shit, then shut the hell up, you know. I wanted to say something rude, but I shouldn't do that on YouTube. Kind of stopped myself in the last millisecond. I'm going to see you in the next video. Thank you very much for watching. Like and subscribe. Send me some money on Ko-fi. Join the channel. I don't know. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.